USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A bill by Senate Republicans to terminate the national emergency declaration for COVID-19's pandemic passed 48-47 on a party line vote. While the legislation has a slim chance of passing the Democrat-controlled House, and President Joe Biden has already threatened to veto the bill, the vote is yet another pushback of the administration's pandemic policies at a time when it is seeking billions of more dollars from Congress to keep them going for several more months. As the battle rages on in Ukraine and the Russians continue their march toward Kyiv, the numbers of refugees leaving the country continues to rise. Filippo Grandi, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
In just 7 days, 1 million people have fled Ukraine, uprooted by this senseless war.
50% of those refugees are staying in neighboring Poland. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.